the street of blood prepared. And he said to him, Take for me a three-year-old heifer, a three-year-old goat, a three-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a young dove. And he brought all these to him, and he divided them through the midst, and he laid each one's part opposite the other. But the birds he did not divide. Genesis 15, verse 9 and 10. The Bible has repeatedly mentioned religious customs or ceremonies used by the heathens, also in their outward form. For many heathens also knew of a circumcision, a baptism, a day of rest, and covenantal sacrificial rituals. Only when such ceremonies were instituted by the law in Israel, and when the only lawgiver took them in his service of revelation, the word of the Lord sovereignly applied its own meaning to them, and gave them very particular interpretations, powers reflecting prophetical shadows unknown to the heathens. Thus it was that Abraham got the command from God to take some of his best animals, unblemished and healthy, 3 years old, and also some birds. Then he had to go to work in the following manner. He had to divide the animals into two parts and lay the one half of each slaughtered animal over against the other half, and a bird on top of each at both sides. This was a horrible command, for Abram had to prepare thus a street of blood, a narrow passage of death. For from both halves of the slaughtered animals, turned toward each other, soon the blood would flow to the inside, and the fragrance of death would go down. Yet within a few hours, under the burning sun, a fragrance of death would ascend from the carcasses of the birds. Thus the fragrance of death would also go up. Indeed, a street of blood, a street of death. Abram apparently and immediately knew what all of this meant. For we already alluded to this earlier, in regards to other nations, also in his own former country, it was a well-known ceremony that at the establishment of a covenant, even when it was less solemn than at this time, such a street of blood was prepared by the slaughtering of one or more animals and cutting them into pieces. The only strange thing here was that the Lord himself wanted to make a covenant with a man. That God was going to make a covenant with man is a miracle, because there are no equal parties here. These parties, entering into a covenant, are completely incompatible. Already in this, the street of blood prepared by Abraham got an evangelical meaning. But there is yet a second miracle that comes out of this first one, and thus gives it its own testimony. For indeed, at the regular sealing of a covenantal act of two people, the slaughtering and dividing of the animals was intended to proceed to the next ceremony, so that both parties of the covenant would follow each other by passing through that narrow passage of death and blood, to express by that symbolic act that they, who thus confronted each other by death, would in the face of that death be prepared to die, if ever the covenant was broken by them. They would be ready to die as those animals. Now, if you add up the facts together, you will notice that it was not a fellow human being, not an equal, not a fellow sinner, who caused the covenantal deed to be passed with Abraham. No, it was God, who ordered him to prepare the street of blood. In this we see the execution of the first miracle. The sovereign God covenanted himself to a human servant. But there is yet a second miracle that comes out of the first one and thus gives it its own testimony. For the second miracle, in response to the first, is that, despite the ceremony, the regular moment of threat to the covenant breaker is this time not explicitly excluded. Indeed, all that was pious in Abraham would have asked, how would God be able to lie? How would he ever be a covenant breaker? It is an impossibility that God could pass through a street of blood. Let only him who is capable of deceit pass through the passage of death, but reject beforehand any thought of such a thing in a just God. Yes, indeed, that is how piety speaks, which makes itself the criteria. But in the meantime, God commanded Abram to prepare the street of blood. Thus, shortly afterward, the ceremony would begin. But for the time being, Abraham knew nothing else than that God also now wanted the ordinary form of the sealing of a covenant. This time, the ancient, familiar ceremony even seemed to be included in the line of God's secret counsel. The street of blood was prepared. Thus, it was at least a sign of the complete seriousness of the covenant. The covenant is serious. It concerns life and death. It will be victory or defeat. Isn't one confronted in the covenant by death itself? For the covenant is not a contract in which one may or must consider the possibility of unfaithfulness. It is and remains a covenant. One dares to confront himself with death, since the starting point is the certainty of faithfulness. Faithfulness and faith in all things. He who is certain of this all will not draw back before the dilemma of all or nothing. He dares to face this dilemma in the climate of complete seriousness. The covenant takes up the defense in its first expression. And thus also God came to confront himself with Abraham and with death. God of miracles, who is a great God like thee? Lord, it seems to be too much that thou wilt pass through the street of death, along with the child of man. Thou, the Holy One, with the sinner. Yet, this complete seriousness of the established street of blood, where else does it point to than to Golgotha? The street of blood was laid there, and the curse was administered there. The breach of the covenant was a matter of complete death. Ah, Golgotha!